to go inside the Hollywood hamper for Gina J's Dirty Laundry on 96.5 TIC. Today's best variety.
Hello, Sharky.
Gina J, Friday afternoon, Dirty Laundry time. Let's get it rolling here.
All right, let's start off. Well, Taylor Swift last night was in Park City, Utah, because she premiered her Miss Americana.
It's a part of the Sundance Film Festival, and right. She revealed some information we didn't know about.
Yeah, an eating disorder that she had.
Yeah, early on in her career, every time there was a photo that appeared in a magazine cover, she would get grief that she was pregnant, and
yeah.
She had a little belly, and she just stopped eating.
Just like Jessica Simpson. I mean, she and her, you know, book that's coming out, she talks about how Tommy Mottola told her to lose weight back in the day, and she started taking diet pills, and she was hooked for like 20 years on those.
Yeah.
Oh, something that comes out today?
Yes.
Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop Lab airs on Netflix.
Oh, man, you know, it's too bad. They're going to have like a smelling sensation pool.
The candle?
The vag.
Yes, that smells like my vagina. Yeah.
There might be a little story behind that.
Yeah, Elton John actually bought quite a few of them, they're saying.
I know.
Isn't that crazy?
I read that. Elton John.
Gwyneth released that candle, if you didn't hear us talking about it the other day. And I looked on eBay because they were saying it's going for like a lot of money. I saw them for like over $200, these candles.
I think she sells them for like $75. So
yeah.
That's a big markup.
Remember the whole video that came out yesterday of Julianne Hough?
Yes.
That's part of the Goop Lab that's going to be on the Netflix.
You're kidding.
No, that's all tied in to Gwyneth.
Oh
yeah.
Oh, my God. Whack after whack.
If you didn't see that Julianne Hough video yesterday,
yeah,
exorcism kind of, woo!
Yeah.
Yeah.
It goes from a chiropractic adjustment to like an exorcism. It's really strange.
It's bizarre. Oh, speaking of strange, I learned something today. I did not know this.
Yeah.
So Post Malone was seen rubbing his face at a party last night. And then he took that hand that he was rubbing all over his face and he mixed his drink with it. I guess. And his
any reason why?
Well, they're saying that this is a trick that people do. They use their nose grease to get
rid of grease?
Yes, to get rid of the beer foam if your beer's been poured too fast.
Why not just tip the glass a little bit so you don't get as much foam in it? That's what I would do. I don't know if I'd be using my nose grease, but
it's gross.
So we have nose grease today. We had the woman in Massachusetts relieving herself in the parking lot. What's next?
Parking lot pooper!
Oh.
Maybe Post Malone will be rubbing his nose grease into his beer at the Grammys on Sunday.
Well, I can't wait to see that.
Alicia Keys is going to host.
That's right. Back for a second year.
And Taylor Swift not going to be there, they're saying now.
Really?
Yeah, she was supposed to do a surprise performance, but they're saying no, not happening. And they're thinking it could be because of the firing of the Recording Academy CEO, Deborah Dugan. You heard about all that, right? That's been going on.
Oh, yeah.
She says
the whole thing's a joke. It's a popularity contest.
It's all boys club.
Yeah, it's a boys club.
Yeah.
They're harassing her, you know. So same old thing. Well, I'm going to get some nose grease right now.
I really?
Since it is coming up on 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Some of the foam out of there. Whoa, look at that.
They're saying it's like a college trick, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
A long time since I've been in college. But
what's the deal? They eat Tide. They do that. They try to electrocute themselves.
Someone's going to go try that now. They're going to rub the side of their nose, get the grease, and take the foam out of their beer. Have fun with that.
Hey, it's evolution, man. We're just evolving into these weird things.